With me is Grand Marais Mayor Larry Carlson. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
And we had a city council meeting last night. And first of all, let's talk about the tower replacement. It's kind of like one and one, right? Same thing?
Yeah, the tower park there on top of the hill. WDIO owns the tower that's there now, but Verizon is taking it over, tearing it down, and erecting a new tower. But it's in the same place and the same height, and so that was basically a no-brainer.
Okay. And on the zip line thing, the city's right of first refusal?
Yeah, Matt Gertschlager is moving along on his project to have that zip line there. He's getting near the end of receiving his outside funding. The Grand Marais wanted to make sure that in the event that that did not go through, that we were able to get that piece of land back with a number of things going on. Basically, what's going to happen is we will release the right of first refusal at the time when Mr. Gertschlager gets his funding approved. So that's kind of going to all happen at once, and that should work out fine.
Okay, now I know there was a lot of time spent at the meeting about bond refunding, but it does result in pretty better rates for the city.
Yeah, as everybody knows, the interest rates right now are really low, and the city has obligated themselves to a number of bonding obligations over the years. The Ehlers Company came with a proposal that we rebid some of the bonds that we have, and we agreed with that, and that should result in a savings of approximately $500,000 over about 20 years.
That's on the interest that the city has to pay, right?
Right.
It's that much less. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, some more action being taken on the Gunflint Trail sign, the original ones that were up there at the original entrance to the Gunflint Trail by the library.
Yeah, they've been, I think the last time that those signs were had any work done on them was about 1970 from what we've been told. They're in somewhat disrepair. There's a group up the Gunflint that is interested and committed to reestablishing those landmarks. The city then contributed $1,500 toward that project. That project, according to the committee's projections, should run about $7,500 to put them in top-notch shape.
Okay, so May is Older Americans Month, and the North Shore Care Center will celebrate that with special activities throughout the month, especially during National Nursing Home Week, and that starts on Mother's Day, runs from May 12th through the 18th, and you, sir, have a proclamation to that effect.
And this proclamation is written not by me, but I've been told this is what I should do. And so here
you don't
we
usually
go.
Talk this way. No, I understand that, sir.
Whereas the month of May is designated as Older Americans Month, and the week of May 12th through 18th, 2013, is recognized as National Hospital and Nursing Home Week. Whereas the American Healthcare Association and the member nursing homes of Aging Services of Minnesota sponsor special activities during this week, guided by this year's theme, Stars Among Us. Whereas older adults residing at Cook County North Shore Hospital and Care Center have contributed to the growth and success of our community, and whereas the City of Grand Marais, Minnesota honors the residents, employees, and volunteers for their contributions to Cook County North Shore Hospital and Care Center, therefore, do I, Larry Carlson, as Mayor of Grand Marais, Minnesota, hereby urge the citizens in our communities to join in this year's observance of National Hospital and Nursing Home Week to recognize the many shining stars among us, those who continue to inspire, serve, and advocate for older Americans.
Okay, and as I said, this kicks off on the 12th of May, and there's just a lot of stuff going on. One of the things that the people in the care center particularly like are all the live musical entertainment, and there's going to be quite a bit of it. Al Fuller, Myron Bersheim, Harris Mills, Susan Scherer, and Irene Thompson, and their favorite, the band Portage, is going to perform their classic country music the last Saturday of the month. That's the 25th. That's starting at 6:30. And as you recall, Portage was recognized by the state for their great volunteer work in that regard. And to follow up on what you're saying, to help honor those stars among us, there is the annual Volunteer Appreciation Brunch, which is on the 22nd of May at 10 a.m., all at the Care Center. So thank you, Mayor, for the proclamation. Thanks for bringing us up to date. And I hope you get your boat in the water.
I do, too.
Okay.
See you next time.
Okay.